Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, and I'll be reading verses 1 to 11. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This is the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this very special day, Lord. A day that you brought hope to the world and to all of us. And so, Father, as we discern your message for each one of us today, I pray, Lord, that your Spirit will work within each of our hearts to respond to your word. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Very blessed Christmas to you. Glad that you are all choose to spend your Christmas with us. Maybe you start the sermon with a question. What is good news to you? What is good news that will bring you joy? A few weeks ago, there was an announcement that all civil servants will be appreciated with a year-end bonus. So for this group, it is good news. I'm sure it brings you much joy. For an engaged couple, I think as I did premarital counseling, good news will be when you receive the top three queue numbers of your HDB BTO application. That is news to jump for, isn't it? For students, good news is school is starting on Tuesday instead of Monday. And for many of us, perhaps good news is getting that Christmas present that we always dream of. The latest gadget or whatever our hearts are yearning for. You know, the passage that we heard just now tells us of a good news. And it's a very unique and special news because this news came from heaven. An angel declared this news. And the angel also said something about this news. It is of great joy. Now, what is this news and why is it of great joy to us today? Now, we heard in the earlier verses 1 to 5, the government then issued a policy for all its citizens to be registered in the hometown that they come from. Now, that is bad news, actually, because what it means is that, you see, the people then were under the Roman Empire. And life under the Roman Empire was very difficult because you are a second-class citizen living in your own land. And when the emperor announced such a message, his purpose is to assess the people for tax collection. So that's bad news because life is going to be harder for the people. And they were already living in difficult times. They've lost their freedom, often poor. The future is bleak and uncertain. You are constantly under the oppression of a colonial master. And to make things worse, the empire is reviewing of a new tax policy. And that is going to put a heavier burden on the people. Now, we may not be in that situation, as what the passage says, but I believe that we also face our own difficulties and uncertainty. It's been 2 years since we are consumed by this virus. Maybe you are living under the oppression of this virus. And just when we thought that, you know, we have it under control, there is a new variant, Omicron, marching over the globe. And some probably have suffered financially or loss of employment. Maybe the uncertainty and the difficulty comes in the form of a personal struggle. 2021 has not been a good year for you. You are uncertain what the coming year holds because you don't see a light in your situation. Maybe for some of us, we are just feeling isolated, running on empty, needing comfort, hoping for joy. The uncertainty and the oppression 2,000 years ago had an immediate impact on one family, and that is Joseph and Mary, we heard that. And they had to make an immediate travel arrangement to Bethlehem. You know, if you were Mary, I cannot imagine how Mary feels. She was about to give birth. All the rooms were taken, and she had no choice but to give birth in a manger, a place where cattle and horses feed. But it was at this dark moment in history that the heavens break through and proclaim this news. And the angel said to a group of shepherds, "Fear not. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Now, the child that is born that day is the child, Mary's firstborn son, as the passage indicates. Now, why is Jesus' news good news, Jesus' birth good news, and bring us great joy? I mean, there are a lot of babies that are born within your family. Every baby brings us joy, doesn't they? But why Jesus is so special? What is so special about this child that was born 2,000 years ago? Well, the answer is in how the angel describes this child. The angel revealed the identity of this child with three different titles. He is the Savior, he is the Christ, and he is the Lord. In other words, this child was not an ordinary baby. You see, these titles for the people then, they understand these titles as reserved for God. We don't call a child a Savior, a Lord, or the Christ. So it's important that we uncover the meaning of these titles And what does it mean for us today? The first thing the angel tells us is this child is the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. Now, the word Savior is, how the people then understand, is one who rescues. And for the Jewish people, there is one Savior that they know, and that is God. God often relates to them as a Savior. And when the people were slaves in Egypt, in the book of Exodus, they call out to God, God rescued them. God is their Savior. And whenever the people is in trouble, they call out to God and God rescued them. So when the angels say a Savior is born, they will know, oh, God, He is the one who rescued us in our history. And so when the angel describes Jesus as Savior, he is saying that Jesus will rescue us. But what is it that we need Jesus to rescue us from today? Well, we are human beings who make mistakes. We hurt others with our words and sometimes with our actions. We need a Savior to forgive us, to release us from guilt, and to give us a new beginning with God. We struggle with addictions and temptations. We need a Savior who can empower us over all these things. We need a Savior where we do not have control over certain things. We are clueless about what happens to our life after death. Jesus is the Savior who overcome death. He demonstrates that when He rose from the dead, He holds the key to our lives. We also need a Savior who loves us, who accepts us the way we are, and can change us to be a better person. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is that Savior. That God loves us so much, He sent His Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus came to be our Savior. The Savior we need is not one who bullies us, but one who understands our brokenness, understands what it means to be human, what it means to be weak, what it means to have problems. And that is why God came to be born as one of us. This is a Savior who puts on human flesh, walk life's journey. And so He understands and He identifies the struggle that we go through. And He does not break us, but is gentle with us. This is the Savior we need. You know, later some of our brothers and sisters will declare their faith in their Lord Jesus Christ through the baptism. And they wrote their life story in the baptism booklet. For our church members, we will broadcast to you after the service. You can pick up the booklet on your way out. As I was reading their testimonies, I was very encouraged how God saved them, how they wrote in their stories, how they experienced God and helped them in difficult times. And in one testimony, our sister Narissa wrote that there are seasons in life that she does not have control over. She wanted to enter into a school she wanted, but it didn't work out. Or getting the job that she applied, but it didn't fall in place. She had to go through a difficult time and lost a loved one, a family member, to illness. But she wrote this, and I was very encouraged by what she wrote. She wrote this: God was present through the valley moments and never once failed to remind me that He was in control. He pulled me through, showed me the way, and granted me mercy and grace. Friends, that is the Savior that God is. And that is the Savior that we need. But understanding that God is Savior implies that we need to humble ourselves also. We need to recognize that we need God as our Savior. Sometime back, my family and I, we were in the U.S. for my studies, and it was winter, and we were driving on the road. Suddenly, in the middle of the road, we had problems with the car. And lo and behold, we had a flat tire. And it doesn't help that it was winter, and temperature in the northeast can be as low as below 30 degrees. And I didn't know how to change the tire. I mean, in Singapore, we don't drive. But I had to do something. So I look at the back of the booth. Yeah, there was these tools. I took it out, trying to figure out how it works. And as I was doing that, I had to take out my gloves. But the problem is when you take out your gloves and you try to meddle with things, your finger starts to freeze, isn't it? And then you do not know what to do. So I was desperate. 3 kids on tow. And in that hopeless moment, a voice behind asked, "Do you need help?" Thank God a fellow driver stopped by and asked me, "Hey, are you in some kind of trouble? Do you need help? Do you need my help to change the tire?" Of course I need help. I was so thankful deep in my heart that this guy appeared, and he was so nice. You know, he took the tools from his car, which is far better than what I have. And in a matter of minutes, he changed the tire. You know, it would be really foolish and very prideful if I said, "Hey, you know, I got this figure out, and I think I can handle." Brothers and sisters, there are things in life we do not have control over. And if we understand that God is a Savior, we must come to Him and say, "God, I need help. I need help in what I'm going through today. I need help because I do not have answers to life. I need help, Lord, because I'm worried of death. I need help. How do I manage this relationship?" And Jesus is that Savior who can help us. We learn that Jesus is the Savior that we need. The angel also tells us He is the Christ. Now, this is a very important word, because what it literally means for the people then is the Christ means the anointed one, the chosen one. But more importantly, it is God who chose him, not man's vote. You see, God has revealed hundreds of years before Jesus came through his prophet that the anointed one, the one that God chose, will come and will destroy the power of sin, will destroy death. In Genesis, the very first man, Adam, made a blunder. He fell for the lie, and then by the evil one, and that's how sin and death, pain and struggle entered into the world. But God promised Adam and Eve then that a seed will come from the woman. And this seed will destroy evil and sin. And throughout the Bible, there are many prophecies that foretell that God will send this person. And when he comes, he will heal sickness, he will set people free from bondages, and he will be the way back to God. But time do not permit us to look at every of the prophecy, but one I want to highlight is one told by the prophet Isaiah, and later on Jesus read this passage in Isaiah. And Isaiah, before Jesus came, said who this Savior will be like. He will proclaim good news to the poor. He will proclaim liberty to the captives. He will set people free. And he will proclaim the Lord's favor. And Jesus took this scroll and read it, and at the end of it, after his reading, say, today this scripture is being fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, he is the appointed one. Jesus is the Savior that we need. He is the Lord, he is the Christ, but he is also the Lord that we need. You know, the title Lord is a reference to God. In the Bible, when the word Lord is used, it means to describe God. But what kind of Lord will Jesus be? Now, we sang the song just now. The prophets declare and prophesy that he will be Emmanuel, which means God with us, not a tyrant, but one who walks life's journey with us. He will be that wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You know, friends, people love the Jesus is Savior part. We like to hear the Jesus is Christ part. But when it comes to Jesus is Lord, that is where we have a little bit of trouble. Because accepting Jesus as Lord implies that my life comes under God's management. I submit the way I live under the Lord's care and his instructions. And there are implications in the way I speak, how I relate to people, how I make decisions. Are they God-pleasing? And for those of us who have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, something for us to reflect is the Lord also the Lord of our habits? Is he the Lord of our activities, our thought life? Is he the master of our time? It is only when we accept Jesus as Lord and submit to his Lordship that is where we experience God and eternal life that he comes to bring. Our friends, in the beginning I asked you, what is good news to you? The good news that the world offers at its best is only temporary. It only can feel us for a little time. After that, our hearts get restless. But the good news that God gives us this Christmas set us free. Set us free from our enemies, give us forgiveness before God, and give us a life that is eternal. And that is the good news of Christmas, that God came to us as a Savior, as God's appointed one, and as our Lord. Jesus is the Lord we need, because if we put our faith in him, then that is where we experience life with God. So what is our response to Christmas? What is our response to the angel's message that Jesus has come as our Savior, the Christ who is our Lord? You know, there are two phrases that as I was reading this passage, that jumps out to me, and I want to ask us to ponder. First of all, the angel tells us that this great news, this good news of great joy, is for all people. It is not just for a selected, privileged group. It is for all people. Whatever background that you come from, there is no, God did not set a criteria on who deserves to receive this good news. God doesn't examine our qualifications. Are you good enough? Are you good enough? It is for all people, anyone who wants to receive Jesus as their Savior, their Christ and Lord. And the second phrase that I thought it's also interesting is the angel telling us, unto you. And that means that Jesus came for you. You are the reason for Christmas. You are the reason why God sent His Son into this broken and uncertain world. And if you feel that you are far away from God, then you are the reason that Jesus came. If you need help, you are why Jesus came for you. And I believe that it's not a coincidence that you are here today listening to this message. You are the reason the angel spoke these words. The Bible tells us that for all who did receive him, for all who believe in his name, he gave them the right to be the children of God. And I believe that God wants to invite and extend this invitation to some of us. So I'd like us all to close our eyes and the worship team to minister to us. If you are worshiping with us online, the Lord is with you where you are. So let us be silent before the Lord. The Lord is present in this place. And the message he brings to us is Christmas is good news because Jesus came as our Savior, our Christ and Lord. And today, if the Lord speaks to your heart, and if you want to respond to him and to accept Jesus as your Savior, Christ the Lord, if today you tell the Lord, Lord, I need you as my Savior. I recognize that I need forgiveness. I do not have the answers to my life. I need help in my situation. I do not have a hope in this situation. If today you recognize this and you want Jesus to be your Savior, will you repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, thank you for coming as my Savior, Christ, and Lord. Please forgive the wrongs that I've done. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I accept your invitation to be a child of God. And from this moment, I accept you as my Savior and my Lord. There's another group that the Lord wants to speak to. And that is if you feel that, you know, you are far away from God. You feel that, you know, I've not submitted to the Lord in different aspects of my life. I've not submitted to him in how I manage my time, how I manage my resources. And this Christmas, the Lord invites you to return to him. He wants to restore that relationship with him, with you. So will you ask the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Will you declare that, Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. Direct my life according to your will.